I would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri clan and people of the Kulin Nation. And I'd like to pay respect to their elders past and present and their multiple birth mums, particularly with children with disabilities.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children.
Welcome to Holland by Emily Pearl Kingsley. I am often asked to describe the experience of raising a child with a disability, to try to help people who have not shared that unique experience to understand it, to imagine how it would feel. It's like this. When you're going to have a baby, it's like planning a fabulous vacation trip to Italy. You buy a bunch of guidebooks and make your wonderful plans. The Colosseum, the Michelangelo David, the gondolas in Venice. You may learn some handy phrases in Italian. It's all very exciting. After months of eager anticipation, the day finally arrives. You pack your bags and off you go. Several hours later, the plane lands. The stewardess comes in and says, "Welcome to Holland." "Holland," you say. "What do you mean, Holland? I signed up for Italy. I'm supposed to be in Italy. All my life I've dreamed of going to Italy." But there's been a change in the flight plan. They've landed in Holland and there you must stay. The important thing is that they haven't taken you to a horrible, disgusting, filthy place full of pestilence, famine and disease. It's just a different place. So you must go out and buy new guidebooks and you must learn a whole new language and you will meet a whole new group of people you would never have met. It's just a different place. It's slower paced than Italy, less flashy than Italy, but after you've been there for a while and you catch your breath, you look around and you begin to notice that Holland has windmills and Holland has tulips. Holland even has Rembrandts. But everyone you know is busy coming and going from Italy and they're all bragging about what a wonderful time they had there. And for the rest of your life, you will say, "Yes, that's where I was supposed to go. That's what I had planned." And the pain of that will never, ever, ever, ever go away because the loss of that dream is a very, very significant loss. But if you spend your life mourning the fact that you didn't get to Italy, you may never be free to enjoy the very special, the very lovely things about Holland.
The end.
The end. Welcome to part three,
yep.
Episode three.
Yep.
We thought we would start by reading that because we talked about it in the first episode.
We did. And everyone who has a child with any sort of disability or special need has read Welcome to Holland.
Yeah. So I'll just read a little bit about it. It was written in 1987. Welcome to Holland is an essay by American author and social activist Emily Pearl Kingsley about having a child with a disability. She is the mother of Jason Kingsley, an actor who's appeared on programs such as Sesame Street and enjoyed a varied career despite the family being told early in his childhood that his struggles would prevent him from having a meaningful life. Welcome to Holland, written in the second person, employs a metaphor of excitement for a vacation to Italy that first becomes disappointment when the plane lands instead in Holland and then contentment as the happy events had there instead.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is very divisive.
Yes.
It is beautiful and it is her experience, so you can't
argue that.
No, but it is also very divisive.
I still find it quite beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And I remember I was given it when my daughter was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and I just was like, "Oh, this is exactly right."
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before.
No.
So to be giving it in that time.
Yeah.
I put it up on my fridge and right. Then when anyone came to the house, I got them to read it.
Wow.
So, and then people would go, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
So it just helped me explain to people.
Yep. Okay.
When did you read it?
So I actually read it probably in, I reckon it was 1991. So when I went to uni, I didn't complete a double degree in intellectual disabilities and nursing.
Mm.
And so
how about that?
Yeah, how about that? Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
I know. And I used to work in early intervention with children who had Down syndrome.
Yeah, right.
And we had the Down syndrome Association coming to uni and they gave that poem to everyone. And that was, I think, part of their welcome pack. I could be really wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But it was really something to do with them at the time.
Okay.
And I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was really, really good. And at that time, there was very little advocacy for any sort of intellectual disability. And
of course,
Kew Cottages and Janefield and those terrible places were all still running.
Oh, yeah.
So kids were just locked up, literally locked up in locked wards. Gosh. So this was mind-blowing that someone had had this beautiful experience with their child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did actually work with a boy. He was only about 2 or 3 years younger than me, and he had Down syndrome. And we did loads of activities together, and I'd take him away for weekends and stuff. And his mum also read it to me, and she loved it.
Yeah.
Like, she found it really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I heard it. I think, I don't know, now I know that it's beautiful, but I also think it really minimises the grief you feel after a diagnosis.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's not just...
It's like, yeah, well, come on, get on with liking
and there's
Holland.
There's beautiful tulips here.
Yeah.
But sometimes maybe for some people it's not like Holland. It's like war-torn Syria.
There is another one called Welcome to Beirut.
Wow.
And that was written by a mum with autism. No, son with autism, I think. So I looked that up. I had heard about it, but I looked it up, but it's quite long, so I didn't want to read it again. But anyway, look, go and Google that.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of people say it's not like Holland.
No, it's not like
Holland.
It's much
really harder. And apologies to all the people in the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to go there. Don't get me wrong.
My friend Arka.
We would like to go to Holland.
Of course. I wonder how they feel. We need to speak to a Dutch person.
They're like, what's wrong with Holland?
Hang on a minute. And I think when we put it out there, you know, to ask all my friends in that group, and people were like, it's not like Holland, and don't give us that stupid poem.
Yep.
The thing that I thought about was maybe it's because it's handed to us at this time of intense shock and grief. So we can't look at it for what it is, because it brings us back straight to that time. For some people. Well, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Although for me, I felt like I'd explained it to people.
Yeah. I mean, it is really powerful. It's a powerful metaphor. But
and it was written in the 80s, and we have kind of, what's that, nearly 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we've evolved a lot in terms of what we've got access to understanding.
And diversity and understanding that,
Yeah.
That's true. It's true. But I don't know. I still think that it for me, it just simplifies things a lot. And it's probably not my place to speak about that. I don't have children with a physical disability. But I feel like Holland's beautiful, Italy's beautiful, but actually sometimes when you have a child that's different, for the want of a better word, you just feel completely alone in a country that no one else is.
Yeah,
and there's no
guidebooks.
That's
more the point.
And there's no...
That's more the point.
I'm not smelling tulips. I'm actually just completely alone in a country I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
And that's
welcome
why
to being an asylum seeker, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you're really alone. So I remember a few years ago, I read the poem and then I went on a blog, but I can't remember what the blog was, but the woman had this amazing, amazing quote. It's actually a haiku, which is a little Japanese.
Oh yes.
And
I've heard about them from grade 3.
Yes, if you don't really know what a haiku is, watch Hunt for the Wilder People. Best movie ever.
Really?
Shout out to the best movie.
I've not seen it.
Oh, it's so good, Mandy.
Oh,
anyway, the kid in that does a lot of haikus. So we love
them. Okay, I better watch that tomorrow.
But this haiku from this Japanese poet, which was in the 1700s, was... my barn having burned down, I can see the moon. And for me, I was like, that was more what it was like. My whole barn burnt down.
Yeah.
Everything's gone. It's destroyed. I don't know where to put my chickens. I don't know what to do with all of my stuff. I have to clean up the mess from the barn while dealing with the fallout of not having a barn. But actually, when I look up, I can still see the moon, and the moon looks different because I couldn't see it like that before.
Mm.
And I feel like I am different in the moonlight than what I was before.
Yeah.
So for me, that's probably a better metaphor of what it's like.
Okay.
But I'm not saying the poem's not great, but I am a little bit.
That's okay. We're allowed to.
But and I think my experience, which is only mine, living with Buzz and Woody, I actually think it's like being front row Bon Jovi concert. Crazy loud, all the lights, and I'm trying to do homework with them.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to toilet train them, and I'm trying to get them dressed for school. That's
feed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them to calm down. try and get shoes for them in a shoe shop.
Yeah.
So it's just nothing like Holland.
No.
Like there's no tulips anywhere.
No.
But that's only my experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's.
I feel like there's tulips in the sweet sense of my daughter with the intellectual disability because there's that innocence.
Yeah, that's right.
And so that's true. Maybe that's where true. That fits yeah. in with people yeah. with Down syndrome as well. Not yeah. that they all.
No,
are the same.
They're not.
But there yeah. is this childlike innocence
yeah.
with my daughter
yeah.
that I can feel that with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always joke to people, she'll always love me.
Yeah, that's right.
Excuse me. You know, I always say to people, I just want one of my three girls to like me.
It's going to be her.
I have very low expectations. So if we could just get through to 18 with one of them liking me, I'll be wrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
But I already know she will, so yeah. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I went away this weekend and I got home and she has a speech delay, but so I walked in the door and she said, oh, thank God.
I know.
I know.
It's nice.
I says, what about we say thank goodness? Just so cute, and you know, I feel yeah. like I've fully accepted her now.
Yeah, of course.
Took me such a long time.
Yeah,
but I've fully accepted her, like my whole heart.
Yeah,
I couldn't have said that years ago.
No,
yeah, not that yeah. I didn't accept her as my child, but
no,
I just
we just yeah, it was just the grief of what
yeah,
was happening.
Yeah, and now I'm just like, she is who she is, yeah. and. Far out. I just think she's awesome, apart yeah. from when she's, you know, killing me. But, it's that true, true acceptance and love.
Yeah, and it is extremely refreshing.
It really is refreshing.
Yeah.
Because people go, oh, two girls, two teenagers. I'm like, well, one of them really isn't. So
yeah.
she's not, I mean, she has meltdowns and she has anxiety around times, but
yeah.
she's not doing what her twin's doing in terms of being a typical teenager.
Yeah.
So that's quite cute.
Yeah. And I find, like, even when I drop my boys to the bus, they'll just turn around and go, love your mum. And
yeah,
I think other 13-year-old boys
that.
Are not doing that. And I just think, you're ace.
I know.
That's so great because I love you too.
That's right.
So why shouldn't we say that, you know?
When I go to pick her up from school camps, running like, na 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 na. Kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
Patting my face.
Yeah.
Just holding me so tight. I think if that was her twin at the local school,
No.
Don't even talk to me. I think everyone who doesn't have this, what a shame. You
yeah.
don't know how this
no,
is so
it's awesome.
Great.
I know. When I got back from being away and the boys saw me at the end of the hall, they just ran down and both jumped on me. So I'm glad they're little because
yeah.
I can still hold them.
Hold them.
But yeah, it's
they
awesome.
Missed you.
Yeah, but they just, I don't know, really honest in
really
how they show their feelings, which
it's really,
I
it
think
is
the
refreshing.
Rest of us have. You know,
yeah,
dimmed it down
totally.
But they don't, which is yeah, it is awesome.
So maybe that's the in it.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
That's the
a tulips innocent. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about the tulip festival, the silver, and that's all
yeah,
I can come.
I mean,
know.
It's beautiful, and I think yeah, the tulips are beautiful.
Yeah,
but it's a yeah. I mean, I really like the part where she says. All of your friends have still gone to Italy, though.
I find
and they
that.
Brag
Did you
about
hear me?
It.
I even went a bit mean
yes.
in that, in my tone.
Yes,
because I'm like,
so
yeah,
true.
That is what it's like.
And I think
everywhere. Not that people mean it; they don't. They're just
no,
talking
no, no,
about their lives.
It. And I think
but
that
they don't know that inside your guts are just dying.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Well, this is just a little, probably no one that's listening to this, it's going to be beneficial to them, this advice. But stop putting on fucking Facebook every time your kid gets an award.
Yeah.
Because some of us, their kids go through the whole of school without ever getting an award
yeah.
or you know that the award's very token.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
I
get that you're proud and you can
yeah.
do it occasionally,
that's
but
right.
every week.
But also, like, everyone gets one in primary school.
Yeah, that's right. Star of the week, big deal. I don't
I mean,
care.
I think I'm guilty of posting, but
no, you're not.
I think,
not like that.
Well, I think the first
I don't
couple
mean
of years,
star
I
of the
know,
week.
I know, but I think like
Yeah. I mean, when it's like, oh, yeah, they did the math competition and they got high in their NAP plans and they did the this. And I just want to say to those people.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
Oh, lucky them.
Yeah. And also you didn't do it.
No.
They did. That's their journey.
Yeah.
And is this all that you're proud of them for? Like, isn't there other elements of their personality that are amazing? I don't know. I just,
well,
I find it very confronting.
Academic people love that or. But yeah. But like, you know, mum's always said to me, just don't brag about your kids because it's like showing off about yourself.
I think so.
And so I've always been brought up. So I think I probably annoy her when I put stuff on Facebook. But sometimes
I think I do.
But she's always said that.
Yeah, but
I don't brag
there's
about.
There's a lot of truth in it.
Don't brag about your own children because it's just trying to show off about yourself.
Yeah. And you can, when someone does something remarkable or that was really, really hard for them.
Yeah.
That's fine. But for some kids, like one of my my third, my brother calls her scholarship because she's got a couple of them, but she does really,
really smart,
stupid things. But so he's like, come on, scholarship. but for her, getting a high NAPLAN when she was in primary school required no effort.
Yeah.
None.
That's right.
So, of course, I was really happy for her that was her journey
for her.
And it's an easier journey.
Yeah.
But are you proud because they can finish a test quicker than other people?
No.
I don't know. I think that there are other elements about her personality, like she's really persistent and she'll really dig in and she'll stand up for herself. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And I'm proud that she does actually use her brain and she studies. But the fact that she was born
with
that.
Just hit the lottery.
Yeah, just the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it grates. It grates.
It does grate. And so.
But this is the whole, I mean, even if Facebook wasn't around, that kind of stuff happens in your conversations.
Oh, yeah,
and some people are just braggers.
They are, I suppose that's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's true. Yep.
It's just that social media is stupid, even though we love it.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
it's
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're on it, both of us.
Of course, we love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, equal parts love and hate. But I suppose, I mean, I have actually hidden people from my feed that constantly put stuff up about their children.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge them.
No.
Like, I don't mind. I have
but you don't
children
want to see
with
it.
All different abilities.
Yeah.
But I don't need to constantly see what your amazing, normal, healthy child has done.
You know what I was thinking the other day? In the public schools, they give out awards now for children that have gone all to school every day of term.
Wow.
And I lost my freaking mind.
Yeah.
I sat there and I was like, this is ableism.
It is.
How dare you reward the children that are healthy?
Yeah. How
like,
dare
I wanted
you?
To stand up and say, some children have to go to hospital.
Yes, and
some
loads of
some children have diabetes.
Yeah.
Some children have epilepsy.
Yeah.
Some children have cancer. And you're rewarding all the children who are healthy. It just makes me want to cry.
I can't.
I just find it so offensive.
I'm gobsmacked. And maybe they're trying to reward the parents who don't send their kids to school and
but then what,
encourage
are you,
them.
But are you also rewarding the children that go sick?
Yeah.
And also the children that are neglected and just get sent anyway?
Yeah.
And don't have any time to rest when they're sick?
Wow.
I mean, some children are healthy all the time.
Oh, they
I
are.
Mean,
yep.
That's
never get sick.
I mean, I'm not used to that in my house, but I remember my siblings were not sickly kids. I wasn't really.
No, well, actually my boys, they have a lot of issues, but
they're well.
Sickness isn't one of them.
Yeah.
And so, I find that remarkable.
It's so – I just want to – I looked around because I was like, can I
Does
find
anyone else see this
can
is
I
ridiculous?
Find someone else that's equally as mortified as me? And I couldn't. And then I just said it really meanly to myself but kind of loud, this is ableism.
It is.
And, so anyway, I don't go to assembly anymore. I can't handle it.
No. Wow. You just.
I don't know if it's a government initiative and does this happen in all. Maybe you can tell, someone can tell me, is this happening in all primary schools?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I just think it's so offensive.
It really is.
It really, really is.
You got the chicken pox. Is that it? You don't get an award.
You don't get an award. So all these kids are paraded up there and all these parents are sitting there going, oh, look.
Well,
my
really,
kids
though,
are up there.
They just turned up to school. I mean.
I just wanted to stand up and scream. So anyway.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, let us know. Is this happening in your school?
Yeah, and why?
And why? Who told you to do this?
Whose initiative was this? And
I'm not going anymore, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, take, you know, that. I've been going to assembly for a long time anyway, so who cares? And she, my daughter's already got her award for the year.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yes, don't ever have to go again. Anyway, so maybe we'll just wrap it up there about Welcome to Holland. And
let us know what you think about Welcome to Holland. I think people, I want to hear other really people's interesting.
Yeah.
So we will put our email address at the top of our Instagram and on our Facebook page. I can't exactly remember what it is now, but maybe by the time we'll to this, it will be at the start of the episode.
Yeah, fab. So, and or write it on Instagram, or maybe we'll put the poem on there.
Yeah, we probably will, yeah.
And then people can write underneath there what they think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, when the first time you heard it, and does it trigger you, or do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear. We'd love to hear.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Okay.
Bye. Well,
see you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.